QPR now, obviously Norwood's and Mora coming on. They've got him and Austin up front. They're going to throw more men forward. Got to be able to defend.
Rangers getting another corner from another the right hand side. Matt Phillips earning it off Glenn Johnson. There's a clap of the hands by Chris Ramsey, the Queen's Park Rangers head coach, who's still pacing around on the edge of the area. At the same time, Brendan Rodgers is telling one of his subs to get back down the line. I think he's thinking of another change as well.
Lucas, it'll be, I'd imagine.
The Queen's Park Rangers corner from the right, and an opportunity for them to equalise, and they've done just that through Leroy Fur. The corner volleyed home by Fur in the centre of the penalty area, and a set piece has been the undoing of Liverpool. Well, Liverpool should have been 2-3-4 ahead in this game, and they find themselves at 1-1 with Queen's Park Rangers.
Well, that's what, if you don't kill the game off, it'll bite you on the backside, I said before, and you can smell something happening with they've had three corners in quick succession. Just didn't deal. They had four men. We were zonal marking along the 6-yard box. They had four men in an area. When the ball's out swinging, them four players aren't going to get to, if you see. And it's a good corner by Joey Barton. And no one nowhere near. He's just stuck a leg out and volleyed. No one's nowhere near him. There's no one within 5 yards of him in our 18-yard box, and that's why he scored.
Well, Fur just powers it right through the centre. Yeah. Mignolet slightly unsighted.
Awful.
When he tried to react, he couldn't get his hands to it.